This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizers Report, a different Chinese invasion. The Organizers Forum is heading for Taipei, Taiwan this year for our annual international dialogue. The delegation is forming now, so we're open to adding anyone interested in joining the regulars who've already signed up. Taiwan is, of course, in the news all the time. There's no denying there's tension with mainland China. From afar, there's no way to tell how much of what we read and hear in the U.S. is spinning and posturing propaganda on one side of the issue or another, but we're confident we'll get another truer picture on the ground. There is a different type of Chinese invasion on U.S. and European soil that's been here since the mid and late 1700s and is a real and present problem. I'm talking about a tree known popularly as the Tree of Heaven in China and scientifically as Ailanthus altissima. There are other common names, including varnish tree, copal tree, stinking sumac, Chinese sumac, paradise tree, or in Chinese as chouchan. The tree is native to China and Taiwan and was brought over to the U.S. by Chinese immigrants more than 250 years ago. It can get big, up to 50 feet. It's not ugly, but there's a problem because it's invasive in our forests and pushes out other species of trees, birds, and insects. The tree's history is interesting. In China, the tree was mentioned in the oldest extant Chinese dictionary and listed in many Chinese medical texts for its purported curative ability. The roots, leaves, and bark are used in traditional Chinese medicine, primarily as an astringent. The tree has been grown extensively, both in China and abroad, as a host plant for the Ailanthus silk moth, a moth involved in silk production. Ailanthus has become part of Western culture as well, with the tree serving as a central metaphor and subject matter of the best-selling American novel, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, by Betty Smith. The tree was first brought from China to Europe in the 1740s and to the United States in 1784. It was one of the first trees brought to the West during a time when Chinese was dominating European arts and was initially hailed as a beautiful garden specimen. However, enthusiasm soon waned after gardeners became familiar with its suckering habits and its foul odor. Despite this, it was used extensively as a street tree during much of the 19th century. The smell is an issue for many, and how it has earned the sobriquet of stinking sumac. But that's not the worst of it. Cutting a tree down doesn't solve the problem for the forest because the root system produces suckers, which will pop up later, reproducing the original tree numerous times. I learned about the tree from a regional Arkansas agriculture and forest expert who warned me about the Ailanthus as well as the mimosa, which has similar proclivities. It was all news to me. My Eagle Scout merit badges in forestry are long dated, but the leaves of the tree are distinctive, making it very easy to identify, and darned if I don't see it everywhere now. Driving off the main roads in the Arkansas Ozarks, we were shocked to find the Ailanthus all along one road after another, both as fledging 10-foot additions and others that shadowed some of the dirt and gravel roads at 20 feet or more. This is a Chinese invasion. It's a very local problem. It's not winning, but it's spreading rapidly. Worse, if you want to cut it down, you can do so, but that won't get rid of the tree, because a year or two later, it'll spring up again. For each sucker, you have to both cut and dig down to be able to pull out the root ball. This is the time of year, June and July, to do this as the tree begins to flower. Most recommendations say you need to cut the tree now and administer herbicides, perhaps several times before cutting it down. Keep an eye out when you are near tree cover and forest. This is not a project that you want if you can avoid it. It's definitely something you want to nip in the bud. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.